We are now talking to Lyle Gardner of Ashland, and he is going to tell us about the cheese factory that used to be in Ashland. First of all, Lyle, would you mind telling us your age?
I'm 85, in April 30th.
Okay, now, where was the cheese factory located?
It was located at the foot of the hill on the road to Masadas, almost where the road goes in who has it got the pond in there?
Leach.
Leach. Mm-hmm. It's located, to sit right in there, right almost in the place where that road is, or right near side of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now, what type of building was it?
It was a wooden building, frame building. As I can remember, it was approximately 30 foot square, 30 by 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just a one-story building.
I see. Now, approximately what year was that established?
It was established, I think, in 1880s, from 1880s to right around the first of 1880.
Mm-hmm. Right. And by whom was this established?
It was established by Willis Bridgham.
And he owned it.
He owned it.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in Ashland. His father was Zeb Bridgham. His mother was Hannah Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back from college and started making cheese. That was his first activities after he left college.
I see. And he managed it?
He managed it.
Okay. Now, was this a year-round business for him?
No, it wasn't. It was a kind of side issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think he kept store at the same time. I think he kept a little store.
Oh, I see. Now, did the farmers in the area supply all of the milk?
Yes, they did.
Could you name a few? Did you know anyone?
Well, I could name them. I'm not sure they did or not. I think there was Wheel Garden, and there was Old Man Trafton, and they're the big farmers. And well, maybe Butler might have.
Did they deliver their own milk, or did
I think they delivered their own milk
by wagon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see now. You don't have any idea how much milk was used in a day, or
no? I couldn't say.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't say that, but it was built by the right near Carter Brook. Carter Brook heads in the Souda Spring, where it had cold, clear, cold water.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why they built there, to have that. Them days they didn't use much, they had no refrigeration, and they had to have cold water, and had to have clear, good water. And the Souda Spring is just about 25 rods from the road to where that was.
Okay.
Souda Spring is the head of Carter Brook. It runs down across and comes out down into the river beyond by the bridge.
I see.
There's no brook, no swamp, nothing above Souda Spring. So it's a very, very big spring.
Hmm. Now, who were the buyers of this cheese?
All the people, local people, would buy it and wanted cheese. I think it was the source of all the cheese that was around here.
Mm-hmm. Now, did they make anything else other than cheese, or was this just strictly?
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't. You don't have any idea what a pound of cheese cost at that time, do you? Or whether they sold it by the pound, or...
I think they sold it by the pound, but I'd say it was probably 20 cents a pound.
That's not too bad. Well, what else of interest about the cheese factory could you tell us?
Remember it. The old building stood there when I was a boy, about 8 or 9 years old, that I can't remember that they were making cheese at that time or not. But the last person that worked there, to my knowledge, was May Burse. And she was a cousin to Willis Bridgham. Her mother was a sister to Aunt Hannah Bridgham. Aunt Hannah was my father's aunt.
Oh. So they did employ women at the cheese factory?
She was a walker. Now this is a little off the factory, but she was a walker. And my grandfather's mother was a Rankins. And his father died, went to sea and never come back. She come up here and married Walker, and they had 21 children. And all of these Walker women that are married all over town here, Butler, Aunt Abigail Butler, Mrs. Burse, and Hannah Bridgham. Oh, there's a lot of women, Walker women, that married men in Ashland.
So there were women employed at the cheese factory then?
Yes, May Burse, I know, was employed there. I'm not sure whether Willis's girl, Eva, ever worked there or not. I'm not sure of that.
Do you have any idea what she did for work? I mean, what her duties were?
I suppose, making cheese.